The Gemara towards the bottom of Daf Chav Gimel Amudalef brings down a Maisa that there are these Shvuyasa, the Asan, and the Harda. These women, they were captured, they were brought to Narda. Also, Vavu de Shmuel Neturi Badav. So Shmuel's father appointed some guards to guard them to make sure that the captors won't be Ma'anis them. So Shmuel, his son, said to his father, Vada in the Manatrenu, and up until now, who guarded these women that they that the Shabayim shouldn't be bail them? So basically, why are you wasting your time? Anyways, they're probably Nanis when they're in captivity. So Amrle, so his father said to him, Ilu bandachavya and mihavis mezalz bukuli. Hi, if these were your own daughters, would you be some mezalz on them? You wouldn't care about them. You wouldn't try to be shamed them. Havoi kishgagash yetzu b'fnei hashalat. It was like kishgagash yetzu b'fnei hashalat. Vishtabian bante demar Shmuel, and Shmuel's daughters taka became shvius. They got captured. So it's important in the Gemara that once Avuah de Shmuel said these words, you know, if these were your daughters who were captured, would you be some mezalzel? It happened, and where it quotes this pasuk in Kehelis, if Kishkaga Shehetzim Fneashal, and when a tzaddik says something, it happens, it's pile, and it caused Shmuel's daughters to become captured. And the question is that, what is the beer in this? Obviously, Avuah de Shmuel did not want Shmuel's daughters to be captured. He just said it as an expression. He's trying to bring out a point, but there was never his kavana. So why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it that his words would work? Why would he allow the diva of the tzaddik to be pile? If he didn't want it, no bishlam tzaddik gives a bracha, gives a klala. If he wants it, he has rotzen for it to happen. So he has a kayach that his bracha is tefillah should be mekuyim. But when he says words that he doesn't have in mind bichlal that it should be mekuyim, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow that to happen? What sense does that make? And Rav Chanan asks his kasha in the Kavit Shur, not over here, but later on Daf Samach Beis and Mabez, and he says a gavalik yisayit. He says mavur over here that the peh kadosh, a peh, the mouth of someone who is misnag bekedusha. It's a metzias that any words that the mouth says are mekuyim. It works. It makes a reishim. It's not telling your kavana, not telling anything else. It's a metzias that a dibur of a peh is pile. And he brings the pasuk of sim dvar beficho l'ntar shemayim v'liyasid aretz that the dibur has a kayach to make things happen. Bein l'tay bein l'mutav. He says it's like a garzen hachaitzav. It's like if you have an axe and you swing it around, it's gonna chop. It's gonna cut. Whether you have kavana or not, it doesn't make a difference. It's a metzias, and the peh is also a metzias that the diburim of a peh kaddish are pile. The reason why we don't see that is because he says if a person is mitama his peh with dibur masurim, once you say things that are dibur masurim, things that the peh shouldn't be used for, then it loses that kayach, it loses its potency and it can no longer be pile. Just like a sakin, if the sakin is gets rusty, it no longer get cut. If the mouth is not used properly, then it loses that kayach and therefore it won't be pile. But if somebody keeps his mouth, b'kiddusha v'tayra, it's a metzias that whatever words you say will be pile. Bein l'tay, bein l'mutav, and that's the idea of kishkaga shi'etzim b'fnei hashalat, that the dibur has a kayach, even if not mechaven, it's able to be pile. And the emes says we find this yisayit in this week's parsha, the chida in the sefer Chaim HaSanach. He touches a pasuk in the parsha based on this yisayit. The pasuk says by the parsha of Nedarim, lo yachal devarei kechol ha'yetzim p'piv yasis. It's like the chida, the pshat in the pasuk is mamish this yisayit. That lo yachol davar, if you don't make your words chulun, if you don't, you're not metama your peh with dvar masur, and you keep your peh with gnusha v'tayra, then you'll be zeichid that kechol yetzim pivyasa, anything you ever say will be mekuyim, because that is the natural state of the peh. The peh is, when you say a dibur, it's like a maisa, it could be pile, it could be miskayim, that is the etzim normal matzah of the peh, as long as it's lo yachol davar, as long as it's not mechal your words. Once you mechal your words, once you make your peh and your dibur into chulun, then it loses that kayach and it can't do it. But if a person is able to keep his pebek dusha v'tayra and not to be mechol dvar, not to make his words into chulin, then he's taka zeicha to this bracha of gechol yezmi pevyasa. Anything that he says, taka will have a kiyum.